This is a different sort of picture in that it doesn't necessarily have any artistic significance, but it has some personal significance. And that actually goes back to one of the main reasons that I got into photography years ago to begin with, not for the sake of art, but for the sake of taking pictures of things that matter to me, like my kids. What you're looking at here is a birdhouse that one of two birdhouses, actually. The second one's kind of in the background. And my boys and I made these birdhouses out of pickets for these picket fences. And it's actually the vertical boards that you see on this fence here. This is the fence in my backyard. I think they're like $1.50, $2 at Lowe's or Home Depot. And so we took two of these and found some plans online, kind of modified them a little bit, cut everything up with a miter saw, and ended up with the birdhouses that you see here. And it was kind of a fun little project to do because we got to create something that was it's a house for a bird. So it's not just an art project to stick on the wall. I guess you'd maybe say it's functional art. I don't know. Is that even a thing? Whatever it is, I thought it'd be kind of fun to document these birdhouses with a picture. And my elder son actually wrote on the side, he said it's a rainbow, and I guess it kind of does look like a rainbow. And so it's going to be fun to look back at this picture over time and see when my kids were 5 and 3, what their birdhouses looked like, but also how they decorated it. And I don't know if the crayons will wear off over time. I'm sure they will. And so, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a wooden birdhouse. It won't even last a summer. But it was a fun little project to do, and I thought I would document it with my camera. And so I did want to take like a bit of an artistic approach to it because I like the idea of showing, I don't know if context is the right word, but presenting this in a visual style that was a little more interesting. So I could have taken a snapshot with my iPhone, but instead I wanted to compose it a little more thoughtfully. This was taken in the evening. I think the sun was almost about to set, so there wasn't a lot of color in the sky. And I didn't want to – I wanted to make it interesting somehow. So I set the aperture kind of large. I think it was probably – I shot this with my D750. That's my full-frame camera. I think maybe at f2.8. And I don't know. I'm pleased with how it turned out. I like the relatively shallow depth of field. I like the fairly sharp birdhouse here. I like that you can see the other one in the background. And it just made me think a little bit about these small projects, these artifacts of my kids' lives, how I want to document those. And I'm not going to be able to save this birdhouse for 20 years, but hopefully I'll look back on this photo and appreciate that it was a little thing that we could do together, and that I also took the time to compose a more thoughtful photo than just a quick snapshot. So for whatever that's worth, I mean, if you have kids, I don't know if you want to do the same type of thing with your photos or of your kids' things, or maybe anything that you have that means something to you. If you're going to take a photo of it, maybe try and find a way to make that photo a little more meaningful as well.